Good day to you. I hope you are having a great day. My name is Allison, and I welcome you back to, oh no, I'm adopted. So last time I ended with two questions. What do you think of when you hear the word adoption? And do you know anyone who is adopted? Hopefully you had an opportunity to think about these questions and find an answer. If not, I invite you to pause this and think about it. Your answer is not going to be the same as your neighbor or your classmate at school, and that's okay. Let me define adoption for you though. Adoption is a process whereby a person assumes the parenting of another, usually a child, from that person's biological or legal parent or parents. With that in mind, let me start sharing my story as an adoptee. One thing before I get started, adopting a pet versus adopting a child are very different. On to my story though. My name is Allison, as I've said many times, and I was adopted at the age of 4 from China. I have two amazing parents and a sister who was also adopted from China. And many people ask, am I related to her? I am not, not by blood. I am now approaching adulthood, which I can't wrap my mind around just because looking at my past, it's hard to believe sometimes that I've made it to where I am today. I still get shocked when I think of where I started to where I am in life now. Until the age of 4, I was in an orphanage. Side note, an orphanage is not as horrible as they do depict in movies. It's not like mean, grouchy people, you know, always trying to tell the adoptee and the children that they're doing everything wrong. My life has been great with so many opportunities, which I may have never experienced in China. In fact, I can tell you 100%. And I am truly grateful and blessed for that. I have always wondered though what I would be doing and where I'd be in life if I were still in China. And I try to think about it, but at the same time, I cannot imagine a better life than what I know now, and I think it's good that it stays a mystery. I think it's sometimes there are parts of being an adoptee where it will always be a mystery. I will never know exactly why my parents were unable to take care of me, but I always try to think positively and hope that they are doing better today and that hopefully even they have a child of their own now and that they were able to take care of that child. And I always think that's cool because the idea of having like a brother or a sister related by blood. I love my sister. My sister Bethany. She's awesome. But having someone related by blood though, that'd be huge to know. Unfortunately, I don't think I'll ever know, but I do try to think that there's a good possibility I do. Well, that concludes today's episode. It was quite brief, but my goal was to tell you what adoption is and a little bit about my story. Oh, and really quickly, back to the whole adopting a pet versus adopting a child. It's very different. The process is longer to adopt a child, ask my parents. And children are people, so they live a little longer than animals. So there's a little bit more of a commitment. And when I say little, I mean there's a big commitment. It's just like anyone having a child biologically. It's a big change, a big commitment to one or two people's lives, and it is life-changing in so many ways, all ways that are fantastic and great. And for those who are adopted or are considering the idea of adopting, it really is a unique experience for every single individual or individuals. Or that's not how I talk, that's not how I say it. For every individual or couple who is interested in the possibility, it really is unique. Your story's not gonna be the same as your friends who also adopted a child, which is also what I find so fascinating and spectacular and just beyond amazing about the whole idea of adoption. And truly, I am so happy that we have this whole concept process, because I can't even think about the alternative for so many kids. I mean, so many kids have been adopted and are living such amazing lives. And I don't like the idea of thinking what the alternatives could be. They really could be bad. So remember that. And I don't know if you have a friend or you know someone who's adopted, or maybe you have a family member who is adopted. It's a great thing to be proud of as a friend, as a family member. Or if you are adopted, be proud of it. It's not something to be ashamed of for anyone in any way. I wish there was a little more awareness, because it really is a great thing. And it's, again, nothing like the movies. It's not like watching Annie, okay? Although, actually, that movie is pretty good in some cases. But, again, there's no crazy, mean lady and her husband taking care of a bunch of kids and yada, yada, yada. It's a great thing. It's a great life. I mean, it's not paradise in an orphanage, but it's not hell, okay? So just remember that. And also, for those who maybe have always thought of adoption as a bad thing, rethink it. Rethink it, please. And don't let other people, nor you, be mean to people who are adopted. Don't be mean about it. It's not nice. It's discrimination if you are mean and like poo-pooing the idea or poo-pooing people who are adopted. It is so mean. It is just like being a different race or coming from a different culture. You need to treat them with kindness. And hey, if you don't like people who are adopted, stay away from them. But I do ask you to be nice to them. And I say this because the experience I've had and the experience I know some of my friends have had who are adopted, they haven't been treated the way they should. And that's because there's not enough awareness in this world about adoption. And this is my little part, my role as an adoptee to kind of help the awareness increase. So thank you again to listening to my episode, my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And I will say that it will definitely hopefully get better as I do more of these episodes. One thing worth noting is I'm not a big fan of public speaking. And despite the fact that I'm not sitting in front of people and they're watching me, but knowing that people hear this is still nerve-wracking somehow. So bear with me if I like have a big pause during an episode, or I just am like repeating things. It's because I don't know completely how to share something that's so meaningful and emotional. And it's adoption, being adopted, the whole concept, it's a really big topic, and it's there is so much to say about it, and so it can be a little overwhelming as for me to really know what's important to say about it. So Next time, I hope that we can talk a little bit about the difficulties of being someone who's adopted. Really, it'll be focused on my personal experience, my interactions with people, and my advice to other adoptees of how to deal with individuals who aren't nice to you for being adopted, who are just mean, because it really sucks. And unfortunately, it's hard to stop that from happening, stop people from being racist and all that, but there is a way to respond and manage the way that you look at it in a, let's say, just calm way. Because believe me, I hear a lot of things, I deal with things, and there are some cases where I just want to blow up into that person's face. I just want to punch them in the face, but I can't do that because that's not a nice thing to do, and because that's not the right way of telling someone that you don't like what they're saying about you. And if the goal is to educate people on the idea of being different, being adopted, being Chinese, which will be a big topic for the next episode, just being a Chinese American, I don't know if that's right, Chinese. It's important to respond in a way that almost teaches that individual that it's not appropriate to treat people who are of different race, background, and just all of that. That's the only way, because truthfully, people who are racist and mean, part of the time, if not most of the time, they're just trying to get a reaction out of people who are their targets. And a lot of people, as annoying as it is, they need to know how to deal with it calmly, I feel like, because one, it doesn't make them feel great as a target, and it also gives the person who's doing it to you, they win. Don't let them win, okay? We adoptees are so much cooler. I tell you that right now, alrighty? And I wish more people knew that. People who are adopted are cool people, and they are usually very nice people, and I mean that. I fully mean that. With everything that an adoptee goes through, I haven't, excuse my dog who is just shaking in the background, I haven't met a single adoptee who has been a bitter soul. And I feel like the reason why that's been the case is because we have all been through so much that there's nothing to do but to be kind, okay? Seriously, I'm not kidding. People who are adopted are nice. They're a nice group of people, okay? So if you have people at school or you know people who are adopted and you've never talked to them or had little interaction with, approach them, talk to them, because I guarantee they're nice. And if they're not, there's something up, possibly because they're feeling insecure or they don't like being different. And that's where you can help them. So, this concludes my TED Talk, for today. I hope you have enjoyed and learned a couple of things. And if you have any ideas of what I should talk about, let me know. Otherwise, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I can't wait for next time. I'm looking forward to sharing all of those experiences I've had and giving advice. I think that will be really good for me to share, and hopefully it will be of some use, if not good knowledge to have in your head. So have a nice evening, morning, afternoon. Wow, I said that out of order, but you know what I mean. And keep your head up high, no matter who you are. Be kind, and I'll see you next time on Oh No, I'm Adopted.